Hello and welcome to this presentation exploring the workflow for academic books. My name is Neil Kennedy, and I'm the Senior Acquisitions Editor for Media and Communication Books at Peter Lang Publishing. I'm going to be discussing the commissioning, creation, production, and promotion processes for academic book publishing. This video is featured on ALPS Careers Hub, and you can find lots of other short videos on other aspects of scholarly publishing there. In this presentation, we'll be discussing the standard approaches to the workflows for academic books being published. To do this, we'll look at the following issues: the research lifecycle, types of academic book, commissioning processes, the editorial and production processes, and recent important industry developments that are shaping the future of academic book publishing. This slide illustrates the traditional life cycle for research being created and published by academics and their publishers. This highlights particular key waypoints and the core motivations underpinning the processes for research to be refined and published, which are to write, to discuss, to revise, and to ultimately achieve wider recognition. This diagram accurately maps the standard workflow for journal publication, but it's worth exploring how academic books fit in with this life cycle, where the motivations and processes for publishing this type of product differ. One important issue which should be acknowledged in relation to book publishing and which impacts on the research life cycle outlined previously are the many different types of books being produced in academic publishing. The role, function, and intended audience of each book published does vary, but generally book formats can be divided under two headings: scholarly publications and non-scholarly publications. Scholarly publications includes monographs, edited collections, and short form publications. Generally, scholarly books are written by scholars and intended mainly for an audience of other scholars. Non-scholarly books are written with the intention of being read by an audience of students or a wider general readership. So scholarly books, as I've said, include monographs, which are single or co-authored works examining a specific issue or aspect of research. Edited collections, which is a work bringing together a range of scholarly voices to examine a specific research theme, and short form publications, examining a research area within a specified, usually shorter word limit, usually due to a shorter production turnaround time. It's worth mentioning that all these types of book publication can also reach beyond a purely scholarly market, dependent on the subject matter and how they've been written. Non-scholarly book publication formats include textbooks, which are aimed at different levels of student readership and traditionally map on specific university courses, and trade publications by academics, which are aimed at a wider audience of general readers and often published by trade presses. Commissioning is one key area where academic book publishing often differs from journal publication, where researchers submit directly to specific journals of their choosing for publication of their work. While many academic book publishers do publish book projects based on unsolicited approaches, the majority will also undertake outreach to authors to commission new book projects from academics. These commissioning approaches are informed by commissioning editors' agreed commissioning strategy for new titles in specific subject areas, reflecting on successful previous publications, either by existing authors or by authors published by the competition. And where academics have already published some research as a conference paper, a journal article, or a book chapter, which is the potential to be expanded into a new book publication. This outlines the standard editorial workflow for a book publication, following conversations about a new book project with a potential author. That author will submit their book proposal to the publisher. Following the initial editor assessment, The book proposal is peer-reviewed by other scholars with similar subject area expertise to make a recommendation on whether the proposal should progress. The editor may approve this following that peer review, or they may work with the author to develop the proposal further, or they may ultimately reject the proposal at this point. If approved, terms for a contract are then agreed with the author, including timescale for writing and the submission date of the work. The editorial team will remain on hand throughout the writing process to advise on any queries or issues that the author might have. The author will then submit the manuscript to the publisher, where the in-house editor will check the materials over. Depending on the agreed peer review process, the manuscript might go out for further peer review at this point, or known as a clearance read. Once the editor is happy, the editorial staff at the publisher will work to progress the manuscript to the publisher's production team. This slide outlines standard production workflow for books. Production departments are responsible for processing accepted content through the various production stages to final publication, and you can see these outlined here in this slide. They'll frequently work closely with external companies who will provide technical services around areas like typesetting or printing. Standard academic book production timescales tend to be in the area of 4 to 6 months. For shorter form publications, this can be less, often around about 3 months. Additionally, there are numerous other departments involved in working on the book, including a marketing team, whose promotional outreach for the book will be undertaken during the production process to inform potential customers about the forthcoming title, and a sales team who will present specific new titles to agents and to customers purchasing directly from the publisher. This slide illustrates some recent developments in academic book publishing, which includes digital production methods, including print-on-demand, or POD, chapter-level delivery of books for use of content in course readers, for example, the embedding of metadata at a chapter level for discoverability online, as well as new ebook publishing innovations like having supporting web materials for books, click-through links for web-based content mentioned in a book, and embedded video or audio to support the book. Open access publishing of book projects is now an established process for most academic publishers, including newer nonprofit open access only publishers, and new open access approaches and business models are being developed by established publishing players. There are also changes to traditional peer review approaches through the introduction of processes of open peer review, where peer review can be crowdsourced and informed by a range of potential people looking to inform on a particular piece of research that's going to be published. There's been rapid growth of audiobook publication, albeit slower within the academic book publishing sector, but increasingly it's an option for titles, particularly where there's a potential wider market of general readers. From a commissioning perspective, one development that can be seen across many publishers is a focus on trying to increase and expand the diversification of publishers' traditional author base globally in response to moves to de-westernize certain scholarly research field and to try and offer more equity in who gets to publish with publishers. That's the end of this presentation on academic book publishing. Thank you very much for listening. Please visit alps.org for more information on other aspects of scholarly and professional publishing. Thank you.